Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Today I'm speaking with Justin Tooth, who is the Executive Chairman of FCR. How are you there, Justin?
I'm very well. Good afternoon, Stephen.
And obviously, could you just summarise the change in direction of the company, highlighting effectively the recent events?
In South Africa. So look, the change in direction with regards to South Africa goes back to when I took over as managing director, and we brought in a strategy to find a path forward that wasn't dependent on South Africa and iron ore. So last summer, we had, following a series of investigations as to what market we wanted to be in and what kind of project we wanted to be in, we agreed very good terms on a couple of projects in northern Spain, which are zinc projects. Meanwhile, we were looking to see how we could best derive any residual value from the position that we had in South Africa. We were stuck in an arrangement which expired in the first quarter of this year. We were looking at another solution, but the situation in South Africa was becoming difficult for foreign investment, and so we decided on the 27th of April was when we announced that we were looking to withdraw from that Moonlight Iron Ore project because it came with a substantial amount of liabilities in terms of mining right duties, etc., and that we would leave South Africa. Since then, as most of your listeners will know, the position in South Africa with regard to foreign mining investment has substantially got worse. We saw earlier in the year mining downgrades. Now they're bringing through changes to the mining code, which are very difficult in terms of they're increasing the components that have to be held by locals, etc. So a lot of mining companies are suffering with regards to that. But I'm happy to say that we had jumped the gun on them on that regard. And we have got a very good project in Spain with drilling ongoing as we speak.
If we can have a look towards Terral then, which is your project, and obviously we'll cover the update that you put in today's RNS shortly, but firstly, with the appointment of Merlin into the team as a senior project manager and his sort of extensive knowledge of that Terral area, and that was obviously only a few months ago, could you explain the reasoning behind him leaving the team and the subsequent appointment today of Mr. Campion?
Yes, very simply, when we started to look for a zinc project, amongst the others that were shown to us came Terral, which had Merlin Mar Johnson's technical report in it. Now, I've known Merlin for many years, and we've worked together very happily. And so when I spoke to him, I became quickly confident that this project was the real deal, to use his expression at the time. And we looked at various other things, but we went for Terral. And Merlin then came in as a consultant. He was never a director or anything like that. He was a consultant, part-time consultant, to help us shape up the team and to do the initial groundwork and help with some of the modeling and to help with some of the management with regards to that side. As part of his work, he brought in we have a senior team on the ground anyway who've been associated with the project for years, but Merlin brought in a Spanish resident who's actually a Finnish gentleman, speaks perfect English, speaks perfect Spanish, and he's called Yukila Rico, and he is a consultant to us actually running the drill program down there. But in the early part of this year, Merlin was offered a full-time job to be the managing director of a private mining company. And so he had a clear choice to make, and I support him wholeheartedly. I fully understand why he would want to step away from his consultancy role to us and take on a new challenge position. We wish him very well. So at that point, we were then looking forward to the fact that we'd be now dealing with resource delineation and with a clear run at really promoting the company harder once we were out of Africa. All of my board members, I had heard of Miles, and I'd actually spoken to him once previously, but I'd never met or worked with him, but all of my board directors knew him. So we approached Miles and were absolutely delighted when he agreed to come on as our lead technical consultant for the geology and for the management and also for the promotion of our resource delineation development, because that is really going to be now the prime driver of our share price, now that we've sorted out much of the legal and administrative legacy issues.
So what will he add in terms of value to the team in the short term then?
He will be responsible for reporting to myself and to the board the confirmation and the assessment of our geological model on Taral initially, and then maybe on Largo, etc. But we're focused on Taral at the moment. He has a responsibility also to monitor the quality control around the technical processes, and he's there to help us in the promotion of the story and the stock to target investors, larger investors, in Australia, where he worked for many years, and in London, where he has also worked for many years.
Okay, so just to sort of tie that in with today's RNS then, you used the phrase optimal value. Could you explain further what steps you are taking to achieve this?
Yeah, certainly. I think with optimal value, I think in that particular context, I was really looking to make sure that people, that the marketplace appreciates what we've got in terms of potential and in terms of zinc ore in the ground, and work in much the same way as stock markets work for exploring companies that are in the business of growing their resources. More generally, I think I have used optimal value in the past over a broader concept, which is that when we raise money for our activities, that every single cent and penny of that is spent in a way in which adds fundamental value to the company. So I've been very tight on cost controls. I've been very tight and fairly, I think very decisive about our activities in Africa. And, you know, it is my absolute fiduciary duty to ensure that the money that we get from our investors is put to the best possible use to return value to them in the long run.
And talking about costings, FCR recently took place in what you commented on as a small fundraising. What are the sort of longer term prospects for funding issues or risks as your drill results come to fruition? So what direction are you taking the company in thereafter?
Okay. We intend to grow the share price of this company. And the best way we can do that is to make sure that we are focused on developing a good resource in a good location and in a good metal. And we are now in that position. And so we are looking to use our ASX listing, our Australian Stock Exchange listing, because we're actually an Australian company. So we're going to, now we're free of Africa and the constraints that that gave most Aussie investors. We'll start to develop our relationships down there with new investors. And of course, here in the United Kingdom and around these this part of the Northern Hemisphere as well. So with regard to your point about financing, we've always had, like every other company, in our stage an equity finance model. We don't intend to take on debt at this point to fund our activities. We make sure that we spend every penny that we have in the best possible way and to deliver. I think we're now on the cusp of starting to deliver really good news from the drill bit that will fuel the investment thesis and our ability to drive our operations without excessive dilution.
To sort of further incorporate the RNS into your comment there then, what is it you're seeing on the ground? And obviously from the core samples that you're taking, what are the sort of next news flow items to keep an eye out for?
Yes, okay. So in the update out today, the expression was that visual identification of lead zinc associated minerals in the core confirms the main precept of our new geological model. And that's with respect to the near surface target zone. Because of the strictures of our stock exchanges, I am not permitted, as everybody knows, on this forum to deliver unilaterally my opinions of anything to do with the technicals or the geology at site. That will be done via a competent person's assessment, and it will be done via an RNS process. But I'm very happy to stand by every single word of that comment and the where it goes on to, which is that we will be doing, obviously, more detailed geological and metallurgical analysis, in other words, assays, on the drill core. It'll go off, it'll be assayed, it'll come back, and we will release that news in the usual way as quickly as we jolly can.
Is there anything further that you would like to add there, Justin?
Only that the story, you know, that we've seen the company go through a turnaround process. I know it feels like a long time, it certainly does to me, but actually within the space of less than a year and a half, the company has managed a very good and now we know timely turnaround, and that I'm extremely optimistic and happy with the team and proud of what we've done.
Thank you very much for your time today, Justin, and we'll look forward to hearing the results as and when they come out.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.